Welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I am not a financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor, and I started with a few shares of AMC in May 2021, and here I am on the verge of having $2.2 trillion to Cat tokens. When the migration ends on January 18th at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And after that, the Decat could become launch at any moment. It is a stealth launch, so nobody knows the exact time or date. So you just have to be active in the community. You have to know what is going on. And when it launches, hopefully you'll be one of the first to know about it. If you're on the Telegram, if you're on Twitter, and you're just following people and you're active in the community, hopefully you'll hear it pretty quick, because that's when probably the best prices are going to be. And I'm sure there's a very hungry core community that's got some ETH on standby that's going to grab as much of that cheap Decat as they can. Where we go from there is anybody's guess. I hope we take advantage of that momentum coming out of the gate. So when people look at us, they go, oh, that's interesting. You know, it's another launch. It's just a pump and dump. It's going to go up and then it's going to crash. I've seen this a million times before. And out of curiosity, they may check back on us and they say, oh, wow, they didn't crash. They keep going up. Maybe when there's a dip, I'll buy some Decat. And they keep checking on us and like, wow, there really hasn't been a dip. And every time there's a dip, they recover. And at that point, they say, you know what? If I don't buy it now, it's going to be twice as much tomorrow. So screw it. I'm buying a bag. They buy that bag and it doubles. And it's still at a pretty good price, pretty good market cap. And they say, you know what? I'm buying more. And that very same thing happened to me recently with another project. So I've kind of been on the migration vacation. My grumpy cats are gone. They are in the migration wallet and I'll have Decat. So I went from having 2 trillion grumpy cats that I was watching every day to, not much. And I've talked about this. I want to network into other communities and try. I've had my eye on a few coins and I really like these communities. And that's what I put my faith in. That's what I look for. Is there something to this project? Like Pepe 2, Pepe 3, and this isn't an insult to them, but like those are just copying other successful projects. And maybe there's some people that develop relationships and maybe that project may have a chance, but it's different than some of these other projects that I've been following. I'll talk about them briefly, but the biggest one is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, I got into this project because a good friend and a good grumpy cat was 4Gage, and he was part of that second generation that started doing the space calls every day. And then he, at some point, he went off to focus on BoJack, and Simon took over with DB on the daily call. Now, I don't know the whole story behind it, but I really liked 4Gage. He was a nice guy, and he did a lot for this community holding those space calls. And I would see him every so often holding a BoJack call, but I was worried if I jumped into the space call, is another grumpy cat going to see my Twitter icon in there and say, oh, Russ is in a space. Let me go see. Oh, wait, it's not a grumpy cat space. It's a boat. Oh, no, is Russ going to BoJack? Is he going to leave? And I didn't want anyone to think that. So I would see him holding these spaces and I wouldn't go in because I was afraid people might see me going in. And I felt bad because one of my favorite grumpy cat memories is when we made it into the 50s, we had gone to the, 8-0s and a 2-5, and we'd worked our way back. We were 8-0s and a 5-0. We made it into the 50s, and I requested some 50s music, and 4Gage played Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And I love that moment, listening to that song. I reached out to him a couple times and said, hey, I just want you to know, we still like you. I haven't heard anybody say anything bad about you, and we appreciate what you did for Grumpy Cat Coin. But I wanted to make a commitment. I said, I want to buy some BoJack, not a big bag, just a small bag, just to let 4Gage know, like, hey, man, I'm going to buy a little bag of BoJack, and I'm a holder, so now I can come to your space because I'm actually holding it. And then I saw that he was also tweeting about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, if I had to pick between BoJack and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I would have picked Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But I knew how personal BoJack was to 4Gage, and I thought, well, I'm really just doing this as a sign to show him, like, hey, man, I'm with you, right? And I thought, well, maybe a BoJack bag would be a better sign of that. So I got the, and it's a small bag, was not much at all. And you know, I let him know, but he mentioned Hitchhiker's Guide, and I'm like, well, he really does like this Hitchhiker's Guide, and I love the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So I'm looking at the charts, and this thing is looking strong. These guys are growing, they're stepping up, and every time they take a dip, they recover from it. That core, there may be scalpers and traders and bots, but that core community they have there is holding. And it was only when I started looking at it, like it was less than a $2 million market cap. And I'm like, wow, $2 million market cap. There's a lot of room there to grow. So I said, you know what? I don't have much ETH available, but you know what? I'll buy a small bag of Hitchhiker's Guide. So I did that, and I let Ford Gage know, like, hey, I bought a small bag of Hitchhiker's. So, of course, I started watching it, and I just kept seeing that strength and going up. And I said, you know, you're going to regret this if you don't buy a little bit more of this, but not too much. You can't afford to go grumpy cat on this thing. But I was like, you know what? I have a little bit more to spare, so I bought a little bit more. And that showed strength. That investment made money. And I said, you know what? That's it. There was a figure I was comfortable with and an amount I was comfortable with. And I went and grabbed that. And I said, that's it. Whatever it is, I'm not going to retire off Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But if this thing goes, you know, keeps going up, I might make a few $1,000 off of it. And you know what? I'll take that. All things considered, I'll take that. I'd rather sell my Hitchhiker's Guide for a few $1,000 and maybe pay for my initial Decat investment than having to sell some of my Decat to pay for it. And I'm like, well, all right, that way I could just keep holding all my Decat tokens. I don't have to sell any of those. So at any rate, I did that. But again, it was that reaching out that caused me to get involved in BoJack, and that caused me to get involved with Hitchhiker's Guide. And Hitchhiker's Guide is showing some strength. And I hope that is what Decat is going to do when we launch, that we just show that strength, that yes, we're going to go up, we're going to take some dips, but do we recover, you know, from those dips, that this core community is going to be there from the start. We're going to grab as much of that cheap Decat in the beginning as we can, suck all of that up, and then hopefully show a really strong chart so we get those first FOMO people to come in, and hopefully they'll stick around, and it just grows, and we just stair step up, and we know where we want to go. We know where we can go with this project. It's just amazing. And I know every parent thinks their kid is going to be the president of the United States. But I do think we have a lot of talented people in this community. And now the shackles are off, that we can do all sorts of things with our brand. And I talk about this idea of a decentralized startup company, that we have our own brand, fresh and free from all these entanglements of crypto. Like Dogecoin has been around, it has a history. Bitcoin, you know what they keep saying? Bitcoin. Oh, Bitcoin was used to buy cocaine and prostitutes and have people murdered. That's what, you know, Bitcoin is, right? It still carries that baggage around. Pepe was, you know, they say Pepe is a symbol of white supremacy. You know, Dogecoin is tied to Elon Musk, and Elon Musk, you know, is, you know, ruffled some feathers as of late. So we don't have to worry about any of that. We're going to be bigger than crypto. That's the way I see it. I said on a space call, like, look, the NBA in the early 80s was Dr. J, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird. And they were huge basketball stars. And then Michael Jordan came into the league. He was the new sheriff in town. And he became so much bigger than just basketball. He became a global superstar, and he really remade what it meant to be an NBA superstar and a sports star. That's what I hope Decat has the strength to do. Doesn't mean it's going to happen right away, but we have Tom, you know, nobody doing that amazing Decat comic book. The stuff that I've seen he's made public, and also the stuff I've seen, you know, on the comic book team is just amazing. And I can't wait for this thing to come out. And the fact that it can be called Decat and not, you know, is awesome. And what if that comic book actually gets picked up by a comic book publisher? And then what if that publisher of the comic book, you know, that works and it gets optioned by a movie studio or a movie producer? What if a Decat movie comes out? What is that going to do to the value of these Decat tokens? Think about that. What if we, you know, say, what if we say, look, we're going to have open licensing to the right products. Like you can license a Decat, You know, make a Decat version of things and let us know, and the Decat community can buy it. What if there's a Decat skateboard, a Decat surfboard, and we become this cool crypto brand that just attracts all these people, and these Decat products, you know, becomes its own eco economy that, you know, when, if you own Decat, you look for Decat products. And if you have a choice between a non-Decat product and a Decat product, obviously you're going to buy a Decat product. And again, it's just a new way of thinking. It's when these opportunities arise, certain companies, certain people are in place to take advantage of it. That if Steve Jobs was born 10 years earlier, he would not have had the opportunities that he had to create Apple computers with Wozniak. If he had been born 10 years later, the personal computer revolution would have already happened. He would have missed the boat. He was at the right place at the right time. Same thing with Google, same thing with eBay, and same thing with Amazon. They come in, they see the possibilities, and they revolutionize something. There were flip phones, plenty of cell phones before the iPhone. The iPhone revolutionized it. There were plenty of search, you know, when things for the internet, and the internet existed before Google, but Google made it searchable. That these, you know, these companies and these people that come at the right place at the right time, that's what I hope Decat can be. And we're starting off with this seasoned, hardcore core community. We're the ones that can drive this. Think about this. If you go on Etherscan, there used to be about 3,000 holders of Grumpy Cat. And I think by the time the migration started, it was about 2,800 holders of Grumpy Cat coin. And now we've migrated almost 60% of the privately owned Grumpy Cat, not the Uniswap wallet or the Bitmart wallet or the developer's wallet, and even Slum's wallet and a few other big holders. But 60% has already migrated, right? And there's still 2,500 wallets with Grumpy Cat coin. So what does that tell you? That, you know, 300 wallets held, you know, 60% of the supply of active, you know, people participating in Grumpy Cat and now Decat. I mean, that's amazing that we have this. It is going to be this hardcore group. If they're willing to do this, if they're willing to become the bank of Decat and hold those coins and drive this price up and say, if you want to buy Decat, you're going to have to get it from my cold, dead hands. And imagine when we go on exchanges, you know, the popularity. And that's how Pepe shot up when it did to, you know, like, was it like 5 zeros and a 4? I think that was the exchanges buying it and stuff. But at any rate, we're going to get one shot to do that out of the gate. And if we show that strength, that's what's going to create FOMO in the other buyers that see us. But if we just come out of the gate and we stumble or we dip or we, you know, everybody sells after a 5X, people are going to see that and they're going to say, ah, this is just another launch, just another pump and dump. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think remarkable things are going to happen. And I think we have the talent in this project to really drive it to crazy heights. And I'm super excited. I've said this, that it's not just a meme coin. Think of your Decat tokens as shares in a decentralized startup company. And what this brand means, what the Decat brand means, is up to us and what we do with it and the developer. But this idea that you could go out and create Decat products to spread that message. And we're not going to be about like, hey, we want to collect our 10-cent royalty on your t-shirt. We're like, good, go spread the message of Decat. Make some money, spread our message. Because when you spread our message, my Decat goes up in value. That's how we make money, is Decat going up in value. And unfortunately, that's what the short-sighted licensed Grumpy Cat holders, I don't think they could see that they had hundreds of people and certainly at least a dozen hardcore people that wanted to do nothing all day but promote Grumpy Cat. And we were doing hashtags and tweets and bringing life to this their products, right? Their name, their brand. And that's going to be gone. And I really hope that the story that's going to come out of this is kind of like Netflix and Blockbuster, that Netflix went to Blockbuster and said, look, let us be the male part of your video rental, you know, company. And we'd like you to buy us for $50 million. The rumor is, whether it's true or not, that Blockbuster basically laughed him out of the room and said, "You're not worth $50 million. Get out of here." And of course, Netflix went on to become a billion-dollar juggernaut in the entertainment industry, not just the making movies and content and streaming, and Blockbuster went bankrupt. And you may see a similar story develop with Grumpy Cat Coin, that they had these talented, dedicated people that were willing to work and support the Grumpy Cat brand, but they didn't like what we were doing. They didn't want us to do it. And they created the FUD in May 2023, which stymied the project out of the gate and was always haunting us after that. We could not achieve the heights we wanted to achieve because at any moment they could issue another letter or take us to court, or if an exchange listed us, they could sue the exchange. Whether they had a case or not, I'm sure the exchange just didn't want to deal with it. So it was always going to be there. We could not create products. We could not brand websites. We could not brand NFTs. All of that is gone. And we're going to see where we can take our brand. Can we surpass not just Grumpy Cat, but other brands out there, other cats? What can we do with our cat? Does these other cats, do they make you rich? Do they make you independently wealthy? Do they allow you to be a catrepreneur and create a licensed product? Think about it. That's going to be amazing. I can't wait for that, if that can happen. But again, baby steps. Let's just hopefully get out of the gate strong. Hopefully some, you know, everybody's got some ETH on standby in case there's some great buying opportunities or the project needs a little support or boost. But I hope that, I was talking to my wife about this and I said, you know, I think we have a lot of big whales that were on the sideline with Grumpy Cat. They didn't want to pump it and become someone's exit liquidity. And I think they knew Grumpy Cat Coin had a fatal flaw, and that the IP issues were always going to hold this project back. And the fact that the team and the developer did this, I keep saying this, what an amazing job they did. If this works out the way I think it works out, I'll be forever grateful for them. I will retire and just work full on to promote the cat and the cat products, and the idea that, you know, stop giving money to Wall Street. Stop betting on lotteries. Stop making sports bets. Find a meme community and invest in yourself. Find the good communities. And hopefully DeCat can be one of those. But I'm super excited for the future. It's been a crazy time here in Oregon. We had an ice storm. My in-laws had to come over and stay with us for a few days because their house had lost power. They have a dog and we don't have a dog, so we had to get our house cleaned up for them and we had to get it dog friendly. So there was a bit of a rush. Also, I've been crazy busy. I set up the website for DeCat Crypto where I could keep, you know, create content and do what I want to do on that. And also that's where people can find my podcast. And I made a book. I published an ebook on Amazon. And I'll talk about all of that later. It's amazing. Also made the Flippening, which is a PDF that you can go to the website and look at. And it lists the obviously the big ones. I say, hey, why not just go ahead and say we're going to flip Doge, right? I'll take half of that in cash, as they would say. But you know what? You never know, right? Let's be bold. So when it actually happens and we flip Doge and people say, did you think you would ever flip Doge? We could say, yes, we said it from the very beginning that we were going to flip Doge. Whether we do or not, we'll see. Like I said, if we get it halfway there, a quarter way there, or just break into the top five, what an amazing that story that would be. But and it goes from those, the big five, Doge, Shiba Inu, Bonk, and Pepe, actually the big four, I guess. And then it goes all the way down to the memes that were listed on CoinGecko that had about $1 million market cap and up. So as soon as we start going up, I'll check those, the ones that we flip, the deflippening, and I'll check those off and I'll repost that PDF so you can kind of keep up with it. You could also print it and play along at home and check them off. And I hope people do. And I hope they post pictures of every time we flip someone, or if they're doing it, you know, take a picture and post it. And people see the momentum going and they'll believe in that momentum. And even if it flips their project, they'll know, like, hey, get on the train. They're on the DeCat train right now, or you're going to get left behind. I hope that's the case. Thanks again for listening. Exciting Time's ahead, just a couple more days, and then it starts. I don't know what to expect. I hope we come out of the gate strong. I hope people dump some ETH bombs on this thing. You know, I hope in the end, I'm so glad that I put all my 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins into migration for Decat, and I didn't say, like, well, let me migrate half, and I'll keep half as ETH, and then I'll buy a bunch of cheap of it. I hope that when it comes out of the gate, I hope I never even get that opportunity to buy the cheap Decat. I hope it goes right past the price of Grumpy Cat where it is right now. And it's actually not doing too bad. It's at 8.0s and a 2.7. So it's kind of holding where it was. It's holding that $1 million market cap, which I suppose is a good thing. But we'll see. At any rate, thanks for listening. Special shout out to Jeff, who asked for, you know, there's a podcast coming, and I just, I'm glad it sort of motivated me to get on and record one and post one and just sort of let everybody know where it's at. But I've been on this migration vacation, and it's kind of a working vacation, as you would say, but it is strange not looking at the ticker for Grumpy Cat. But like I said, I'm trying to find these other, you know, projects that have good communities and, you know, network a little bit so they can learn about the cat and I can learn about them. And who knows, maybe if we come into some money and you want to invest in another project, I'll see which communities have been cool, have been open, and which ones have frozen me out and say, you're just shilling your project. Leave us. Get away. You're just, you know, and which ones were cool and good to hang out with. And those are the ones that I'll remember. It's kind of like the videos. You ever see the videos where, like, some, you know, hot girl is walking by and some guy tries to pick her up, and she wants nothing to do with him, blows him off. And then he's like, okay. And then he, like, goes and gets in a Lamborghini. And all of a sudden they come back like, hey, wait a minute. I didn't know you owned a Lamborghini. Now, and the guy's like, oh, no. You didn't want me when I didn't have a Lamborghini. But now that I have a Lambo, now you want to talk to me? And it'll be kind of the same way. Like, you know, you try to get into these projects and we'll see what the reaction is. But then all of a sudden, if Decat blows up and, like, hey, I'm a Decat whale. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, come into our project. And it'll be like, nah, no thanks. You guys were kind of dicks. And I didn't really like the way you ran it. So I'm going to find another project, but thank you very much. But hopefully we can build a network of really good projects. And hopefully they learn about Decat as well. So thanks again for listening. I'll keep updating everybody. I do have another podcast. It's the Decat Crypto Podcast. I started that. There's only one episode there, but that I want to take a little more time with when I produce those episodes, because I want them to be like chapters in a book, which I don't know how well that would work. But I know the first podcast is actually the book that you can buy right now on Amazon. I just read the book, so that's the episode one. And then, you know, when I, you know, add new chapters to it and tell the Decat story, you know, that'll be there. And then who knows, maybe after about a year, I'll actually make a paper, once there's the real story and we have the full idea of what Decat will be, maybe publish an actual paper book with all the chapters in it. But we'll see. But again, check out my website, decatcrypto.com. And you can see all the different things that I'm working on there. And if you get a chance, it's 99 cents. Please buy the book on Amazon. Leave a 5-star review. Leave a review. That's just like having an amazing advertisement on Amazon. If people go into the charts of investing, books on investing, and imagine they see in the top 10 of the books on investing is Decat. Think about that. How much would you pay to have an ad on that page, the top 10 investing books? Right now, it would cost you 99 cents to help put that book in the top 10 of investment books. I know I can set it up for free downloads, but for 99 cents, you know, that's crazy. You know, what do you have invested in Decat and Grumpy Cat? You know, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $40,000. And you don't want to say, I'm not going to buy your 99 cent book, Russ. I only get 33 cents or 35 cents out of it. Jeff Bezos keeps the rest. So I'm not giving you 33 cents, Russell. Nice hustle. Nice try, Russ, to scam all the cat holders. But yeah, we're not, it's like, no, you don't get it. That's the least I could charge for it. If I could put up there for free, I would. That's the least I can have it up there. And those would be real sales too. It goes into the real charts. Like, I can set it up for free downloads for five days every 3 months, but it's only going to go to number one in the free section, right? Not the real section where people actually pay for the books, just in the free section. And that's cool to have a book in the free section, but having it in the real section, that's when you know that there's something there. So think about that. You know, what is it worth to have a Decat book in the top 10 of the business and investing section? A lot more than 99 cents, that's for sure. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back on another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. Thanks, everybody.